Happy Thursday. It is World Down Syndrome Day, and I had a chat with a mother and her daughter, Lana and Alice. Alice has Down Syndrome, and Lana is her mum. She talks about what it's like. You can listen to that chat at the other catch-up link. Just go backwards and find it at triplem.com.au. Otherwise, we spoke about Shelley Payne. She's made it into politics. We spoke about really weird, unusual chocolate flavours. Peter Rundle joined me on the program to talk about aged care around Esperance and Headspace. And Sean Answers All happened as well. That's at the end of the catch-up. Whew, it was busy. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
The great Neil Diamond on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 triple, and we're approaching a quarter to seven. And that man was actually diagnosed with Parkinson's last year. I have read that he is taking treatment well, which is really excellent news. I am stalling a little bit here because I'm rather nervous about my opponent. And who is funnier this week? It is Rob Brydon. He's very well known. You may have seen him on Would I Lie to You on the ABC. He's also a really great comedian, and this is some of his stuff.
Women would never have a chunky phone in the pocket, and they would never have a phone on the belt. No, women keep their mobiles in their handbag. Deep in the handbag, preferably under three layers of woolly clothing, so that it can't be heard. Every day I call my wife, she doesn't answer. She gets home. I say, I called you, didn't answer, why? And with a big smile, as though it's the most sensible thing in the world, she says, I know, my phone was in my bag. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, he's a very funny man. I actually saw a lot of that comedy, including that bit on Saturday night on the ABC Comedy Channel. It was amazing. He is a brilliant comedian. I mean, he does his impersonations, Al Pacino, Michael Caine, and he absolutely nails it, has me in stitches. Which is not really good news, considering I'm about to tell a joke and go up against him. I'm not really breathing confidence here. Oh, well, I'm facing the mountain. Let's see if I can get over it. Okay. What is pink, wrinkly, and hangs out your pants? Grandma doing laundry. Yeah, to be honest, I heard that one at football training, and I don't really get it either. I mean, obviously, it's grandma doing laundry. I don't know what else it could be. I mean, you know, people sort of say to me, do I get it? And I'm, no, not really. I mean, I don't know what else it would be. I mean, if you did, I mean, surely nothing to do with anything that's, you know, gross or, you know, something to do with the male jangly. Anyway, what we'll do is move along. I've got Sugar Ray coming up for you, as well as Sweet. They've got a fox on the run. So catch it quick. It's coming up on Triple M next.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
It's a Sunday session classic. Paul Simon, and you can call me Al on Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. It's 9 minutes to eight. And yesterday I had the pleasure of trying Cadbury's newest chocolate block flavour. It was called Cream Egg. And it was, yeah, it was okay, it just tasted like caramel, really, which is pretty gosh darn good. Now, put it out on the Triple M Esperance Facebook page. What flavours would you like to see? Rory said bacon and eggs. I'm not sure about that. Georgie said, bring back the Vegemite block of chocolate. I could not imagine anything worse than Vegemite infused with chocolate. Chris said, peanut butter and jam. Now, Mousy, he had a very interesting one. He has called in on 13 27 10. Mousy, how are you going?
Very well, Sean. How are you going, mate?
I'm good. So I want to talk you through a scenario. You're walking through the aisles at IGA. You get to the candy aisle. You get to the chocolate Cadbury block section. What flavour would you like to see?
For a braised steak and onions, mate, it has to be.
Now, look, I don't question that that's a great flavour, but in chocolate form, is that a weird mix of meat, vegetables with chocolate?
Well, you've got to get past that and think of the positives. Right, your missus won't eat it then, and you won't have to sneak around wondering whether when you can cook the can you've had stashed for 2 months because of the smell.
Yeah, that's true. So I just the logistics of this. So are we talking chunks of steak inside the chocolate block, or does it just taste like it?
Well, it'd have to have some form of it, I imagine, but probably pureed. I don't know the technical terms. Yeah, it wouldn't be nice biting into a big, chalky steak.
I'm imagining a T-bone, and there's some chocolate just on the outsides, you know? It's just engulfed by chocolate. Actually, it would be... Maybe. Do you reckon Cadbury would give us a job?
Maybe you're in the wrong job at the moment. Yeah, I was thinking that.
No, it doesn't pay enough anyway. Maybe Cadbury pays better. Mousy, thanks for joining me this morning, mate.
No worries, Sean. See you, bud.
Just makes me want to have chocolate. This is The Police. Message in a bottle. Dylan Webb saying, and your local news is coming up at 8 o'clock on Triple M.
Across Esperance. Sean for breakfast.
It's a Little River Band on Sean for Breakfast. We're getting pretty close to 8:10, and with a federal election looming, we've been asking the question, who will run against Rick Wilson in the O'Connor electorate, which is our electorate down here in Esperance and the surrounds? And the Labor Party have announced their candidate. It is Shelley Payne. She's been pre-selected to run against Rick Wilson. You may have heard of her. She is a Esperance Shire councillor. She was actually elected to that position in 2017, late 2017. She won more votes than any other candidate in the town with 16.16% of the vote. So, yes, a very popular figure around town. Although, since then, she has been involved in some fairly contentious issues. She actually took the Shire of Esperance to the State Administrative Tribunal. She wanted to set up a coffee van at West Beach. The Shire said no, and she said, I'm going to take this up to a higher level. It was still rejected. She's also been a staunch supporter of the restoration, Esperance Tanker Jetty. No, she doesn't want it replaced. She wants it very much restored. So that's been a little bit controversial, considering the rest of the Shire councillors are pretty keen to get it replaced. It's just good to see Labor do have someone running. She's got 8 weeks to convince the electorate that she is the woman to be voted on. It's going to be very interesting. Love the campaign period. I'm sure we'll hear from her very, very soon. This is Bruce Springsteen, the boss. He's dancing in the dark. Coming up next, aged care facility, Headspace, exciting things happening in Esperance. Peter Rundle will talk to me about it next on Triple M. Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. It's been a very busy week with some great announcements when it comes to Esperance Town. The Esperance Age Facility opened up a new wing, and there's the announcement that a Headspace will be coming to town. Peter Rundell, the member for Roe, was in town for these announcements, and he joins me on the line. Peter, how are you?
I'm really well, thanks, Sean. Great to be with you.
So I obviously saw you at these little announcement and speeches, but we didn't get to chat, mate. We were too busy.
That's right. No, there was a cast of thousands at the Esperance Aged Care Facility, so didn't really get a chance to catch up.
What did you think of the new wing? It looked pretty special to me. I caught up with it yesterday.
Oh, look, very proud to have been sort of part of it to some small extent. I was on the campaign trail in August 2016, I think, when Terry Redman, who was the Minister for State Development, he actually announced $3 million in royalties for regions funding. So great to have that funding, plus the federal funding similar as well. And now we've got those extra 34 beds in Esperance. So that's great for the community.
I'm also coming to town, well, we're not sure exactly when, is a Headspace. This is also a really important announcement. And it's good to hear that the federal government have put aside some funds to make this happen.
Oh, exactly. I was really pleased when Rick Wilson invited me to come up to the announcement that was made by Ken Wyatt. You know, I do pay credit to them for that announcement. I think it's been recognised that there is a percentage of the Esperance community with mental health issues, as there are with just about every community around Australia. And I really congratulate them for recognising that. And I think it's a great great thing for Esperance, and I hope it happens sooner rather than later.
So you've been down to Esperance quite a bit in the last sort of month or so. Have you had any word from your constituents or people who have said to you that this is a serious issue? I mean, I think anecdotally it is, but have you had any first-hand accounts on people that are struggling and need this facility?
Oh, look, I think probably just about every time I come to Esperance, there's always an instance in my electorate office or a family that wants to talk to you about some issues. Obviously, there are drug issues as well as there are in every town. And I think, you know, it's been recognised. I think one good thing about Esperance is the support network. I think it's fantastic. And looking at the likes of Teen Challenge and Esperance Care Services and so on, there is a really, a great support network around Esperance, and you know, I think this will complement it really well.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean, it is just to have that sort of shop front of headspace, the first contact, rather than heading all the way to Kalgoorlie. It's an amazing thing to come to the town. Now, just before I let you go, a couple of days worth of Parliament. You just said before that aged care would be on the agenda. What else is on there? What else will we be hearing about in the news the next few days?
We'll be looking at the health services situation. And also Malcolm McCusker lodged his a sort of a discussion paper about the voluntary assisted dying, which is a subject that will obviously come up more in the second part of the year. So things happening for sure.
Yeah, that one, the euthanasia sort of discussion, is one that is very contentious and not an easy one, because it's sort of doctors versus the general sentiment of society. And it's interesting. I'll leave those heavy topics to you, Peter Rundle, the member for Roe, who's been talking to me on the program this morning. Thanks, mate.
No worries at all, Sean. Great to be with you.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Ah, yes. Tina Turner, simply the best on Sean for Breakfast, Triple M.
On Triple M Esperance, Sean answers all.
The segment's called Sean Answers All, but I don't do any of that. I get an expert to answer all the questions I've got on a certain topic. And this topic this week is something that's very important to Esperance, being a coastal town. It's swimming. Now, you may know how to swim, you may not. This may be a refresher course, or this may be really important information. To talk to me about swimming, I have Billy Vibart. He's the aquatic supervisor of the Bay of Ayers Leisure Centre. Billy, how are you going?
I'm good, Sean. How are you?
I'm terrific. I've got a bit of a story about my quad, which I'll share with you in a bit. But before we get stuck into the nitty-gritty of swimming, just tell us how important it is to know how to swim, especially for your kids. How important is swimming around Esperance, especially considering we've got all these great beaches?
Yeah, Sean. So, yeah, Esperance being a coastal community, swimming is a vital skill that is a skill for life, and each child should have the ability to learn how to swim. We offer all sorts of swimming lessons at the Leisure Centre that caters from six-month-old babies all the way to adults. Yeah, it's just such an important skill to be able to, as a parent, to know that your child can go to the beach safely and also have the skills to help someone else.
Yeah, look, I don't want to scare parents at all, but especially some of the breaks down here in Esperance, it can get quite rippy. There's a few really strong currents, so knowing how to swim is so important.
Yeah, and even you know, if it is too tough for the child to get out and they're not strong enough to get out, just knowing what to do in their survival sequences that we do in the higher stages is such an important thing. If they can't swim out, just what to do to hang on until someone can get there.
100%. And look, if that has piqued your interest and you want to send your kids to swimming lessons, then just contact the Bay of Isles Leisure Centre today. Now, Billy, I'll tell you a story of woe. On the weekend, I decided to enrol myself in a running race. I came dead last because I pulled my quad. Now, that means that I'm going to have to embark on some sort of swimming program. I am not a swimmer. I have two lead feet and I've got lead arms as well. What if I'm going to get into a swimming program, what can you recommend for a beginner or anyone that wants to get into it?
Yeah, so obviously we have a range of different pools here that you could use. The hydro pool for some gentle walking might help with that quad. But if you're interested in doing some freestyle in the lap pool, choosing a range of equipment from kickboard, fins,
buoy
to help you get along. Fins are a good tool to increase your speed and buoyancy in the pool so that you can focus on your breathing, making sure you exhale when you've got your face in the water and being able to take that breath and use a kickboard so that you can build up your core strength and your kicking. And the pool boy, if you're carrying a leg injury, you just hold that between your legs so you can just use your arms and your upper body.
So I'm just writing these notes down. Pool boy for me, for sure. And would you recommend just basically going in there and just doing laps, just swimming, just going for it?
Yeah, so if you're just starting out, I think having a low expectation of what you can do.
I've got a very low expectation.
And just, start off slow. You might just do two laps of one stroke at a time or, break it up with the equipment and then going and using either the hydro pool to have a walk in or walking up and down the lagoon pool. And after all that, you can have a rest in the spa.
Oh, don't tell me. I'll start doing more of relaxing rather than exercising. We want to get into a bit more about swimming, the actual technique of freestyle and stuff like that. We'll do so after Creedence Clearwater Revival. You'll listen to Billy Vibart from the Bay of Isles Leisure Centre. We'll be back after this on Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
It's Creedence Clearwater Revival, the most inoffensive band in the world. On Sean for Breakfast, Esperance is 747 Triple M.
On Triple M Esperance, Sean answers all.
Let's get back into it, shall we? We've got Billy Vibart. He is the aquatic manager at the Bay of Isles Leisure Centre. He's joining on the show to talk about swimming. We've discussed just how important that piece of exercise is, especially considering we live around so many beautiful beaches in Esperance. But Billy, tell me about freestyle, overarm. What is some good technique? What are some pointers that I should know before I embark on the pool?
Yeah, so with freestyle, when you have your face fully in the water when you're doing the stroke, and you turn your head to the side to have a breath, you don't look up in front. So making sure you exhale what you're holding in your lungs is important because it helps you with your buoyancy. And then also when you turn your head to take an next breath, you don't have to exhale and then take a breath. So you're saving milliseconds of time there, which if you don't will cause you to sink to the bottom of the pool.
Which isn't good.
Get your arms up out of the water, nice high elbows and, really reach forward and stretch. Try and really stretch your back muscles out to be able to pull through the water nice and strong.
Yeah, I think it's pretty important to get that breathing right because usually most people I know can't actually breathe underwater, so getting that breathing pattern right and that rhythm, I suppose, is pretty important to getting you through the water without drowning.
Yeah, definitely. And swimming is like riding a bike. You need to practice. You need to come regularly. It's the same as the kids when they're learning to swim. The more they come, the more you see them develop. If you're coming once a week, your development's going to be a lot slower than if you're coming two, three, four times a week.
Now, you're probably going to be a bit biased on this next comment, but I want to hear your thoughts anyway. Swimming would have to be one of the best exercises, right, in terms of cardio and then a full body workout as well?
Yeah, so swimming is definitely one of the best forms of exercise. It's non-weight-bearing, so if you've got sore joints or you're carrying injuries, you can still participate in the exercise. It's just a good overall workout, especially, swimming your laps, even just walking up and down in the pool, you've got the resistance of the water to go against, which is, proven to be very, very good for recovering of injuries. And you're swimming, you're building up that cardio and muscle strength and just, an overall good workout.
And I guess that's why it's so popular. And that's why I'm going to get into it as I recover from my quad injury. I've been speaking to Billy Vibart. He's the aquatic supervisor at the Bay of Isles Leisure Centre. Billy, look, there might be some parents out there that have heard what you said and said, gosh, I've got to get onto this. What's the best number to contact you guys on?
Yeah, so you can look up our Facebook page as well, but our contact number is 90831700. And I'm available to speak to.
Beautiful. You've been listening to Billy Vibart, the aquatic supervisor of the Bay of Isles Leisure Centre. Billy, I'll see you down at the pool soon. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Sean.
Coming up for you, a song by Night. This one shot them to international fame, and it was a cover of a minor Walter Egan hit, and it's coming up on Triple M.
Sean for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
Bye-bye. Have a good time.
Listen to Sean for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.